Now, sometimes, and this is interesting because I just finished doing Midsummer Night's Dream, Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Dream, and I was the first fairy. And the concept that I had when I first read the play and knew who she was and knew that she was associated with the queen of the fairies. She was sort of like, you could call her a lady in waiting. Shakespeare called her the first fairy. And you meet the first fairy from the retinue of the queen of the fairies, and you meet Puck on the other side of the stage, who was really the first fairy for Oberon, who was the king of the fairies. My beginning picture of who the first fairy was came, of course, from the text, and I cannot emphasize enough the power of the text, the respect one must have for the text and the writer. And of course, that respect is given to a great writer like a Shakespeare or a Molière or the Greeks or in modern times, Pinter or Wilson. A great text, the writer himself gives you hints all the time, all the time. And the more you study the play, and it doesn't matter how long it runs, you will constantly find yourself saying, "Oh, that's what the author meant. Why didn't I see that before? Why didn't I understand the meaning of that line?" Well, generally you get a sense of what it is, but it is still interesting to me that even at the end of a performance that might have lasted a year, I found new things, and was constantly amazed by that. My first vision was totally what Shakespeare wrote. Then, when I talked with the director, who was from Louisiana and had a vision of the play taking place in New Orleans, and the musician also had a sense of the music of New Orleans, then I was driven to investigate the fairies and the folklore and the voodoo of New Orleans. And that became my first indication of what my character would be. So I wore white to every performance. And one day, one of the interns said to me, "Why do you always wear white?" And I said, "Because I am channeling a spiritual woman, someone from the Santeria religion, which was from West Africa, but it came to the so-called New World, and they had it in Haiti, and they had it in Cuba, and they had it in Brazil. So, and they had it in Louisiana. So I always wore white, and it was interesting. I felt, well, I would always go for my lunch break at Pret-a-Manger, which was near the public theater, and I was astounded when I would sit outside dressed in my white, when young men would come and bow down before me. I said, "Oh my God, they think I'm Santeria." It happened so many times. These young, particularly Latino men, would come and just bow. And of course, it gave me a sense of great power. I wanted to be like the Pope and say, you can kiss my ring. But I didn't do that, but I felt good about it. And it was an interesting example of how rich the population of New York City is, and that you can find everyone here, all kinds of many, many languages, many, many religions, many, many beliefs, and that you can be touched and warmed by them all, whether you believe in them or not, but you're touched by the spirituality emanating from another human being. So that was the beginning of my first fairy. And then, of course, it changed, but not fundamentally, because when I began to interact with Puck, for example, I was already set in who I was. And while I responded to her in the correct way, in terms of just language, I had an inner character that spoke. It's wonderful.